This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The immigration status of hundreds of thousands of DACA recipients is in question due to a new court ruling. A federal appeals court said this week that the program is illegal, but it left the program's protections in place until a lower court rules on the matter. Marissa Molina is a former DACA beneficiary who's now an activist in Colorado.
While we don't know the exact timing of what these further court actions are going to look like, we do know that the chances of the DACA program surviving much longer are significantly worse than they were a few days ago.
The Obama-era policy temporarily shielded some undocumented immigrants from deportation if they were brought into the country as children. More than 13,000 DACA recipients live in the state. The Great Sand Dunes National Park in southern Colorado is growing. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports the park will add more than 9,000 acres.
The land comes from a portion of a nearby ranch and preserve within the park boundaries. The Nature Conservancy bought the parcel in 1999, 1 year before the dunes became a national park. The Department of Interior runs the Park Service, and in a release, the agency says the land transfer will allow for more holistic management and provides long-term protection for areas that contribute to the formation of the dunes. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
And for more news, come to CPR.org. In Denver, it's 47 degrees. Colorado Springs in the low 40s. In Grand Junction, low 70s. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.